الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, so inshallah today we will hit a subject that I've been kind of delaying for a certain reason, but it's very, very important because in the Quran you will find a lot of ضمائر. ضمائر يعني فقال له قاله يعني قالهما اذهبهما, يعني you will see what we call pronouns. In ahadith, in the Arabic language, huwa al-aziz al-ghafoor, hiya, huma, hunna. And if we don't know them, then it's hard to know what's being spoken about. And why is it very important, the Quran especially? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, uses what's called muthanna or the dual sense, then you know in the story of Bin Israel with Musa and Harun that two people are being spoken to. So huma, when it comes, then you know who's being regarded is Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. But if it comes as hum, as a jama'a, plural, then you know all of Bani Israel is being regarded. If it just comes as huwa, then you know that it's Musa alayhi salam being regarded. So unlike the Bible, the Quran has this beautiful way to let you know who's being spoken to and who is the one speaking and how many are being addressed. So we don't have confusions like the Bible. We're not sure if David is speaking or Satan is speaking or God is speaking, or, you know, they have all this confusion because the original language wasn't preserved. But the Quran, alhamdulillah, that's done. Even when we look at Surah Yusuf, when you see the female tenses come, they don't have to say those women said. Just the way they would say with hunna, you will see that this is a plural number of women speaking. So you know who's speaking and who's being spoken to without having to go into that detail. So how will we understand that? We have to have dhamair. Dhamair are two types. Dhamair munfasila, that are separate from the word, and dhamair muttasila, which are connected to the word. Inshallah, we'll cover them today. Now, within each type, we have basically three categories. There is al-mutakallim, يعني the one who is speaking, المخاطب or مخاطب, and الغائب, first person, second person, and third person. So if you are speaking in the Arabic language, and this is very important for you to, for your homework inshallah, then when you're saying me, right, and you are the one speaking in a منفصلة, when you are separating the pronoun from the word itself, you would say أنا, right? Ana means what?
I.
Right? So how would you then use that? So if you were to say, I am a Muslim, how would you say, Ana? Muslimun. Right? Now, if you were speaking as a man, you say, Ana. If a woman is speaking, she says, Ana. Same thing. This is easy. Mutakallim is one of the easiest ones. Tayyip, if you are a group, you're more than one, then you say
Nahnu.
Nahnu means
we.
And if you were to say we are Muslims, how would you say Nahnu? Muslimun. Why didn't you say Muslimin? Abdurrahman knows.
Always, right? Or are you a Yub?
Oh, it's called good. Good guess. Right, but you said Muslimun instead of Muslimin. One would be Muslim. Right? Muslimin, you'd be majroor. We discussed how it affects the A'rab. Right? So when you are discussing, when you say Nahnu Muslimun, right? You are not making jarh of anything. So you say Nahnu, we Muslimun. You don't have to say are. We are Muslim. We would say in English, we are Muslims. But in Arabic, it's easier. You just say Nahnu Muslimun. Muslimun, this is in its original state. That's how it should be. If it's Muslimin, that means something has affected it. So, now, if you are speaking, you are the Mutakallim. First person. If it's one person, no matter if it's a man or woman, what do you say?
Ana.
Ana. If you are many, no matter if it's men or women, you say?
Nahnu.
Nahnu. Now, if a bunch of women were saying that we are Muslim, how would they say it? Nahnu? Nahnu what? Then you would say Nahnu? Nahnu Muslimat. Because the tense for woman changes. Even though Nahnu is the same, but Muslimun is called Jama'a Mudhakkar Salim. The male proper tense. Right? Now, if you were to say Muslimat, this is Jama'a Mu'annas Salim. The female proper tense. Now, for example, kafir. We're not going to use nahnu here. Alhamdulillah, may Allah protect us from kufr. But if somebody was kafir, may Allah guide them, and they would say, ana kafir. Right? And if there was a bunch, they could even say, ana nahnu kuffar. They could say that. Kuffar is jam'a taksir, an irregular sense. Right? When you have regular, and we covered this already, this is a review. Moon and at. Un and at here, this shows that this is jam'a mudhakkir salim because it has a un. And this shows jam'a mu'annath salim. This tells you. But if you were to say, Nahnu Rijal. Now, Rijal doesn't have a un at the end and doesn't have a at the end. So that would be what? Jama'a what?
Taksir.
Irregular Jama'a. Where it doesn't follow the regular rule. So, if you were to say, let's say, Nahnu Tullab. We are students. What kind of Jama'a is that? Taksir. How did you know? Because it doesn't have un or at. If you guys, inshallah, will say nahnu ulama, what kind of jama is that? Taksir. By the way, don't call yourself ulama, alright? Take it easy, man. Have tawadu. Anyway, next, mukhatab, the one who is being spoken to, right? So, when you were speaking yourself, you were what? Mutakallim, right? That's the first person. But if you're speaking to somebody else, how would you speak to one man? You would say?
Anta.
Anta. Now, I know there's some videos on the internet, the guy's like, Ana, Nahnu, Anta, Antuma, Anta. I don't really care if you do those weird hand motions. Just learn it. Use it. Think it. When you see somebody, you see a male, think, how would I address to him? I would say Anta. A female, your auntie, you just think it, put it in your thought process. You don't have to do any weird songs that you see on YouTube or, you know, and I'm not going to sing like that dude
that's
from Canada,
song.
Right? you don't want me singing. And I'm not going to do any kind of weird hand gang sign motions. You know, just practice it, you know, just think through it. And inshallah, you learn it just fine. Tell you. So if you're speaking to one man, you would say anta, right? If you're speaking to one female, you will say anti. Inshallah, she's mahram to you, so you're speaking to her. Tayyib. And if you're speaking to two, you would say antuma. Right? If you were speaking to many men.
Is that two male or two female?
That's gonna go for both right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Inshallah, we're gonna discuss that when we split it, but now you already got ahead of us. Tayyib. Can you get a picture of him? I'll tell you. Just so people know who's the one that asked all those funny questions. Tell you. Antum is many men or a mixed gathering. If there's men and women together, then it comes under, you know, maybe they're all relatives. What? Don't look at us weird. Tell you. Antum. Tell you. And if you have a bunch of women, antunna. Tell you. Now this is when you are speaking to somebody. Right? So, if you were to tell a man he's Muslim, how would you say it? Anta?
Muslimun.
Let's say you were talking to a female who just became a Muslimah, mashallah, you would say, anti Muslimah. Tayyib? If you're speaking to two, as Abdurrahman already got ahead of us, if there are two men or two women, the damir is here the same. Antuma. But the way you refer to them does change. So if there's two men, you will say, Antuma Muslimani. Tayyib? Two females, Antuma Muslimatani. Muslimatani. The ta is added here. So this changes a little bit for female and male when you actually make the tenses. Tayyib? But the damir is the same. You good?
Yeah.
Ois, you good? Alright. Yaqub, you good? I'm gonna test you on this later. Tayyib. And if you're speaking to a lot of men and you want to tell them you're Muslim, what do you say? Antum?
Muslimun.
Right? Muslimin would be if something had changed. And we're at the original tense, at Rafa. So you can't make it majrur without some reason. Tayyib. And if you're speaking to a bunch of women and you're letting them know they're Muslims, Antunna? Muslimat. Muslimat? Jama'a? Muannas Saleh. Tayyib. Now, what if you're speaking in third person? You're speaking to somebody who's not present. If you're speaking, if you're mutakallim, you're the one. If you're mukhatab, then you're speaking to somebody. But what if you're talking about somebody who's not present? Then, for a male, you would say, huwa. Tayyib. Huwa. In English, you would say, he. And you notice that English, for these, almost all of them is you. Other than you can add you all. And that shows the weakness of the English language and the strength of Arabic grammar. Because if you're speaking in English and you say you, from hearing that conversation, do you know if you're speaking, somebody speaking to a man or a woman or a group? No, it's all you. But in Arabic, anta, anti, antuma, antum, antunna, just from that, you can tell if it's a single, if it's dual, if it's a group of men or a group of women, you don't have to elaborate. Just from that, it becomes so clear. And that's why many of the ulama, they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Arabic language for the Quran because it keeps the message very clear without needing to give a lot of extra words. So when we look at the third person, huwa, in English should be he. So if you say that, if you're talking about somebody who's not present, somebody asks you about some famous guy who became Muslim, you would say, huwa?
Muslim.
If it's about some female model that became a Muslimah, you would say, hiya?
Muslimah.
If it's two, what would you say? Huma? Musliman? If it is two men. Muslimatan? If it is two females. Now, just to be clear, like some people they think, oh, if you say Musalman, this is a mistake in grammar. But you have to understand which language are you speaking. In Pashto or in Urdu, in Arabic, I believe in Farsi also, the an is jama. Right? That's plural. So if you said talib, taliban, you're talking about a jama. It doesn't mean talking about two. Then this is some people, you know, try to make a mistake, but in Arabic grammar, if you're speaking Arabic, then the an is to show two men, and the matan here with the ta and the an, this is going to show two females. Tayyib. So if you're speaking to two women and you're telling both of them that they're Muslims, you will tell them, or you're talking about two women that are not present, and you're saying they're both Muslims, you will say, Huma Muslimatan. Come on. No sleeping. Let's try this again. If you're speaking about two men that are not present, you would say, Huma? Oh man. There's all these students in the camera, the people watching are thinking like one person here. Come on. Let's try it again. Two people not present, two men, you would say, Huma?
Muslim.
Excellent. Two females that are not present, that are Muslims, Huma? Muslimatan. Now you see a kasra here, but this doesn't mean it's majroor. That's just muthanna the way it is. Tayyib. If you're speaking about a big group of men that are not present, and you're saying they're all Muslims, you're going to say, Hum? Muslimun. Tayyib? Hum? The damir for a big group that is not present. So, give me an example from the Quran.
In case of...
Excellent. Hum? Fiha Khalidun.
In case of... Zay... In case of Kafas, it would be Zay Kuffar. I mean... Huma Kuffar or
Kafiran. Kafiran. Yes. Kuffar is Jam'a, plural, not Muthanna, and it's Taksir, it's irregular. Now, Kafir is an interesting word because you have Kafirun, which is in the Quran, and you have Kafirat, which is in the Quran, but you also have Kuffar, which is also in the Quran. So, unlike Muslim, which only has Muslimun and Muslimat, there's no Taksir for it. But the word Kafir has all three types of Jama'. Now, if you were speaking about a big group, you would say Hum. غير المغضوب علي هم right
yes.
Now you could say him in some قراءات but usually and depends on the قراءات you can say هم or him. Now does the ضمير take on إعراب, like can does it become مجرور and مرفوع and منصوب?
Yeah.
Any خلاف here? Yes. No.
Yes.
Wow, you just Uncle Abdurrahman said it, you think he's right, huh? I guess what, you're both wrong. Damir don't take I'rab. They change for sound. So when you say anhu, you don't say anhi. Right? قال رضي الله عنه. But you say fihi. But it's not because the fi makes the damir majrur. It's only for the sound. And that's why in the different qira'at of Quran, you will see alayhum and alayhim. For example, if you look at Hafsan Asim, what do you say? غير المغضوب
عليهم.
But if you see Khalfan Hamza, they say غير المغضوب عليهم. So what does that tell you? Damair actually don't take i'rab. They don't become majroor, mansoob. They are free from i'rab. But their sound may change, and that has to do with what the Arab found easier to say. To say fihum was difficult. It didn't flow right, and language has to do with flow. So they would say fihi. Right? But anhi didn't make sense, so they made anhu. Right? So the Maya really don't take Arab. But they may change, but that has more to do with sama, the way it was heard, than it does to with grammar. Tayyib. Now, if you have a large number of women, fadl.
They do become majrur, mansub, marfu, though.
No, because...
They just don't change their alamat.
So when something right? doesn't change...
Fi him is majrur.
So, it is fi mahala jar.
Right, mahal.
Right.
Mahal. I mean, it doesn't change the alamat, but it
yeah,
does...
Yeah, so when something doesn't change because of it, then you say it doesn't take it. Like, for example, like the word Musa. We say it doesn't take i'rab. Yeah, but it does get in the place of being right. majrur. But because it doesn't take it, we say these are mabni. Right? So damair are mabni in that sense. But they do change, but that's not because of the i'rab of it.
They change
rather,
their state. They just don't change
everything changes state, yeah. right? But when they don't accept a change in the way it's written,
then it doesn't take it.
Then it doesn't take it, yeah. Tayyib. Hunna... Muslimat. Tayyib. This is the female jama, Mu'annas, Salim. Right? These damair have to do with now who's speaking, who's being spoken to, who's being spoken about, first, second, and third person, but they are munfasila. So you saw that the ana and Muslim did not connect. Right? They was kept?
Right.
With fasal. Separation. Nahnu, Muslimun, we didn't connect the two words. We kept them separate. But now in Arabic, you also have damair, muntasila, which are, mittisal, they are connected. Right? So, when you are speaking about something that is yours, right? So, in Arabic, you can add a ya. And there's more than one type of ya. There is ya to give nisbah to something. Like you would say, Salafi, you know, that he follows the Salaf. That's not to say my Salaf, but that's a different type of yeah. So be careful, because some people, they learn like one thing and then they want to throw it on everything else. So if you're saying Akhi, now if you say Akhi, are you saying he's my brother? Yes?
Yes.
So that's where this ya comes in. You are putting a damir. My is a pronoun. And the damir you're using is a ya. For example, I use the word kitab here. So if you were to say kitabi, right? No, I want to ask a question here. Why is it not kitabi? Why did I put a kasra instead of a dhamma on the ba? Why is it majrur? While you guys think of that. No?
It's because of the yeah.
It's because of the yeah. It's not majrur.
That's what I just said.
Yes, I was repeating that in a louder voice. Tell you. But because of the yeah in Arabic, it would be uncomfortable to say kitabwi. It doesn't sound right.
Speech.
Right? So this has not to do with being majrur, but the way it comes with sound. So you say kitabi. Now, what is the ya standing for? My, or it's mine. Right? So this is a pronoun to show something is yours. Milkiya, right? So if you were to say, this is my qalam, how would you say
it?
Qalami. Or hada qalami. Tayyib. Ni is also used for me, but just learn that right now. I'm not going to get into examples and things for that. Tayyib. Now, if you were to say, this is our book, right? This is mufrad, like ana. And now we're going to look at the jama'a, or the many, like nahnu. How would you say it? Kitabuna. Right? This is our book. Now, ours or us. Now, what's interesting, in the Quran sometimes you'll find inna, nahnu, nazalna, where the dhamair are repeated. Why?
To make emphasis.
Okay. Otherwise, you don't need to. If you put muttasil or munfasil, it's enough. But when you see it, that is to show that nobody else sent the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to himself repeatedly with different damaya here. Three that I've just listed right now. Tayyib. Kitabuna. So, you have the ya, you have ni, and na. Ya, again, my, mine. Ni, when you're referring to yourself, we'll get into that inshallah a little bit more later. Na, nahnu, becomes na. So if you say, kharajna,
we left.
We left. Tayyib. Katabna. So now, this here was with the ism. But now I even showed it to you with a fi'l. Darabna.
We hit.
Darabi, I hit. Darabna, we hit. Tayyib. Now, let's get to the second person. Mukhatab. You're speaking to somebody else. So, if you're speaking to a single male, I'm not saying that he's not married, I'm just saying it's one, alright?
Mufrad.
Tell you, mufrad, mudhakkar, male. And you're saying you. In English, it's just you. Or your, you could even say, depending on how you're using it. Tell you. So if you say your book, you're saying this is your book. You're speaking to the person. How would you say it? Kitabuka. Now, if you're speaking to maybe your sister, mother, wife, whatever, a female, and you say, this is your book, now you will say ki. Kitabuki. You good? Yaqub, you good? All right. So, now, this is for mufrad, singular, for mu'annath, female. You will say kitabu ki. So, if you're speaking to somebody and you're speaking to a man and you're asking him, how are you? You would say kayfa halak. Yeah, we stop because in Arabic, when you end a sentence, you make it sukoon. But if you were to make i'rab or to make the sound out, you would say kayfa haluka. Of course, regular doesn't make sense because in Arabic when you stop, you make it sukun. But if you wanted to say to a woman and you wanted to make the sound out, you would say كيف حالك كي. And you will see many Arab, when you say it to a woman, they will pronounce it even though they're stopping to make clear that this is for a woman. طيب. Now, if you are saying this book belongs to two people, how would you say it?
Kitabukuma.
طيب. If you were to say many men, then you would say Kitabukum. طيب. If you were to say many females, then you would say Kitabu Kunna. So the damir here for a man, ka. For a woman, ki. For two, kuma. For many men, kum. For many female, kunna.
Kumma is used for two men and women.
Both men and women, yes.
Is there, when you say you in Arabic, is there like respective you? Like, for example, in my language, you have like you, like one person, like I know you, and I talk to you like you.
Mm-hmm.
And
me?
Yeah, like someone I know. When it's like I don't know that person or it's older person, you would say another
like
word, which is you in plural.
Like, yes, so Arabic's the same way. You can use, like for example, when you see me, what do you say? As-salamu
alaykum.
But kum is for many. You never say to me as-salamu alayka, which would technically be the correct tense because I am a male, single, well, married, but mufrad. Tayyib? Sorry, ladies. Anyway, but if you were speaking, well, not necessarily, to a female, you would say assalamu alayki. Right? Men, assalamu alayka. Female, alayki. Two, alaykuma. Assalamu alaykuma. Like we say, radiallahu anhuma. Right? But, out of respect, you can use the plural for a single person to show ta'adim, to show respect. And that's why regularly, when we see each other, even if it's one person, you say assalamu alaikum, right? And that's to show respect. So that is true in Arabic as well.
The same like as respect if I call you antum or you.
You could, but that would be very unusual. Usually, like if you see like one of those old manuscripts about people speaking to kings, they would use that sense. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Himself in the plural sense many times in the Quran. So if you do use it for respect, that is possible. But usually with anta, antum, it's very rare to see somebody use jama'a for a mufrad out of respect. But with kum, you see it a lot. Tayyib, kunna for many female. Now, if you go to ghaib, if you go to third person, you are talking about somebody else, but with muttasila. With joining. So then, if you were to say, whose book is this? And I say, it's his book, somebody who's not present, but me and you have already established who we're talking about. You would say, Kitabu,
who?
Who is a damir for male, mufrad, single? You would say, in English, his, in Arabic, who? If it's a female, then you say, Kitabu, ha. Ha, kitabu ha. This is for a female mufrad when you are talking about somebody. But if you're talking about two men or a female, you would say kitabu huma. And if you're talking about a big group of men, I don't know why this one book belongs to all of them, but whatever. You would say kitabu hum. Right? If you're talking about a big group of females, you would say kitabu hunna. Tayyib. So here you see different types of damir, and this is very important because when you speak, it's very seldom that you keep mentioning that thing over and over. Like if you asked about an alim and I said Sheikh Fulan, right? And you would say, whose is this? And I would say, Sheikh Fulan. And you would say, who wrote this? And I said, Sheikh Fulan. And you would say, who is this? Sheikh Fulan. It would be awkward. This is not the way we speak. Rather, once we establish who we're speaking about, then we use pronouns. Whose is this? It's his. You know, who wrote this? He did. You know, who brought this up? They did. So this is why in language, it's very important to understand how pronouns work. Because usually, they're used more than nouns themselves. The noun is used the first time, and then the rest is pronouns. If you see the qissa of Musa alayhi salam, or Yusuf alayhi salam, or Ibrahim alayhi salam, it will establish first in the Quran who's being spoken about. And then the rest will be all damair. And if you don't understand how damair work, you will have a hard time understanding the Quran as to who's speaking and what is being spoken about. Inshallah. Let's stop for a minute. Tayyib, we have talked about in the past making a'rab of the Quran and ahadith. So we can, inshallah, this kind of can benefit us in understanding the Quran better and also the ahadith better. And we'll always focus on Quran only. So today we're going to make a'rab together as a class of this hadith. This is the first hadith in al-Bukhari, sahih hadith obviously, even though it's sanadan gharib. And it is famous, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, everybody, mashallah, is probably memorize this hadith, if not at least heard of it. So let's make i'rab of it. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِينَ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتَهُ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتَهُ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَتَزَوَّجُهَا أَوْ فِي الرَّوَايَةِ يَنْكِهُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. طيب. So let's begin. إِنَّمَا. What is إِنَّمَا? Innama consists of inna and ma, and this is called al-hasr. This is the strongest, one of the strongest methods of tawkid or emphasis in the Arabic language. Innama, or if you have ma or la and then illa, negation and then confirmation. Tayyib. So, innama, verily, indeed, for sure, whatever you want to say. Tayyib. Al-amalu, what is this? Not everybody at once now.
Action. I mean,
action.
Something good.
Tayyib. Amal are deeds. But what's the a'rab of it? Al-mubtada. Excellent. And it is marfu, right?
Yes.
Tayyib. Biniyat. Right, what is the a'rab of it?
Khabar. Majroor.
Tayyib. So now it is majroor. Is it khabar? Khabar is marfu, right?
Yeah, it's khabar.
Khabar? Why isn't it marfu then? Yeah. You're correct. There is a harf jar here. Right?
Yes.
Good. And because of that, this is majroor. But this is your khabar. But it is jar majroor fi mahal al-rafa. It is jar and majroor in the place of being marfu. So what type of khabar would this be? Shibh jumla. Remember, akhbar are of four types, right? What are they? Mufrad?
Jumla fi'liya, jumla ismiya, and
shibh jumla. Excellent. Mufrad, jumla ismiya, jumla fi'liya, and shibh jumla. And this is shibh jumla, this is your khabar. It is telling you about amal, that verily your amal are by your intentions. Wa? Atf. Innama, we already discussed, likulli, harf jar, and then kulli is majroor, limra, yani imra, this is your amr, and everything is ma nawa, according to the intentions. We'll leave this for detail, but let's go for it. Forget the fa for now. Man kanat. Man, whoever. Kana, kanat is from kana wa ikhwatiha. Hijratuhu. What is this? This is your mubtada. Can you have a khabar if you didn't have your mubtada yet? And it is marfu', even though it is ism kana. Because ism kana is?
Ism kana is
marfu'. Tayyib. Who? This is your?
Damir.
What we did today. From damir. Hijratuhu. Ilallahi. Harf jar. Ism dhul jalala is majroor. Wa atf, to join. Rasulihi. Now, why is it li?
Because it's being affected.
Because it's atf, it's joined to the ism dhul jalala. So, when there is atf, then whatever this takes, this has to take, right? Now, there's a lot more we can do with that, but we're going to leave it at that right now. Now, he is a damir, but why is it majroor? Because the lam has a kasra and the sound. It's not actually majroor. Fa, to join, hijratuhu, again, we see the damir, ilallahi. Now, this is really your mubtada, and this is really your khabar. Right? And now here, this is your mubtada again, and khabar. Tayyib? Wa, to join, rasuli, he, you have your damir, faman kanat, hijratuhu, ila dunya, hijra, to mubtada. إلى الدنيا, your خبر, يثيبها, to explain, أو إمرأة تن, or a woman. Now, why is it إمرأة تن?
Because of dunya.
Because dunya, but dunya doesn't have a kasra.
Because it's مبني.
Because it has an alif, and that makes it مبني. It doesn't take, alif can't take a kasra. But because of إلى, harf jar, this is majroor. And because this aw that connects it, imra'atin, takes the i'rab from what? It is ma'toof ilay, what is connected with. Tayyib. Yatazawwajaha, to marry, fahijratuhu, then mubtada again, hu, damir, ila, ma hajara ilay, is your khabar here for the end of the hadith. So you see, alhamdulillah, when you study nahu, you can even understand the Quran and a hadith better, understanding the i'rab of it. Meaning is one thing, but to look at where the damair, where it connects, why something shows the i'rab connecting and how it affects the meaning, this will inshallah make us better understand the Quran and the hadith. Jazakumullahu khairan.
إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله